For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. Went in took a walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed, never stressed. Got that sunshine on my Sunday best.
Big fat winner Sunday game day. Skip sitting across from the edge. Big day today. Lots of high totals again in the NFL, but I got to tell you, the NFL's been going monkey on these totals. I love one of them, and it's a high total, but you know what? I love it. I'm giving it out to the players. I'm giving it out as my best play on Sunday. I feel so good about this one game. You actually like the other side. I'm just saying. You know, okay. I've got to get back to my old Skippy ways, like all year, because you've been so hot, college and pro, until just recently. We did have a bad week last week. But I've just kind of been sitting back and just kind of haven't been myself. It's time to get back in the NFL and college. It's time to get like yesterday and today. Just got to jump in. Got to jump in. Dive right in. Let's jump in. We got a couple games moved around. We're not going to go over. We're going to go a little quicker today because we're on a little bit of a crunch, a little bit of a time crunch today. Got your parent families in town. That's good. Watching the boy play some football.
Well, and there's less games. There's a couple buys. There's a couple
less games. You know. Talk to me about the Steelers Eagles. You got seven Steelers.
Under. Beautiful spot for an under. Eagles have no faith in them. I also don't have much faith in the Steelers offense. So if I had to play something in that game, I would go with the under.
I tend to think, you know, everyone's high on what the Eagles did last week. Let's be honest. The Eagles were losing the game with 5 minutes in the game. If you didn't watch that game, you're like, damn, they were losing the game with 5 minutes in the game. He throws a bomb where two. I think the guy was right off the practice squad or whatever. The guy wasn't even really looking. It just fell in his – they score there. The next two plays later, Mullins throws a pick six. So, I don't know. I don't look at the Eagles. I don't think the Eagles – Steelers are pissed. They're rested. I think they're going to shut the Eagles down. Eagles just don't have anything on offense that is going to worry the Steelers. I think they're rested, like I said, and I think Big Ben rocks that Eagles defense. I like the Steelers in that spot. Jags, Texans, any play on that? That's just an awful game, I think.
It's an awful game. I wouldn't do anything if I did. I can't do anything.
How about this one? I'll tell you what matchup is kind of interesting. Colts and the Browns. I know you don't like. I know
kind of interesting. Them. It's like the premier game of the week.
It's probably the premier game of the week. Yes.
Right. I mean,
I think the premier game of the week. Well, yeah, you're right. I was going to say Seattle and Minnesota, but Minnesota's having such a bad year. So yeah, I think from a record standpoint, yeah, it's a huge game.
Yep, I agree.
What are your thoughts on it?
My thoughts are with the injuries to the left tackle for the Colts and their best player on defense, Darius Leonard. I don't know how you could go with Phillip Rivers to on top of those two. Those injuries right there are huge for the Colts. So I'm a big Jonathan Taylor guy. I'm really anti-Phillip Rivers guy at this point in his career. So I would probably take the Browns.
And remember.
Well, I mean, I would take the Browns, but it's one of them things where it's like they're both good teams at this point in the year. So why, with Nick Chubb out for the Browns, you know, why force a bet? But take the home team.
Browns are going to try to run the ball even with Chubb out. Oh, yeah. I will say this about the Colts. Their defense is legit. Like, if you watched them the way they
Xavier Rhodes gets no credit.
No, that's a very – that is a good Colts defense.
Well, that was a good addition from Minnesota where they thought that he was kind of, you know, past his prime, and he's been the real key for them in the secondary with Malik Hooker out, who was supposed to be their premier safety. So there are a ton of injuries with the Colts, and there's really only one super significant one for the Browns, which is Chubb, but they have Hunt to replace him.
How about I know this one's near and dear to you. How about the Giants or the Cowboys? Are the Cowboys that line's dropping? It's down to 8.5. What are your thoughts on that one? Are they just going to hammer the Giants?
It's hard to say when your left and right tackles out. You know, everybody last year when the Cowboys lost to the Jets, it was a huge surprise. You know, that was something that I had called prior to the game on our show because both of our left tackles were out and some other or both of our starting offensive tackles were out along with some other injuries, and we lost that game outright. So if they weren't 0-4 against the spread, I wouldn't be as high on them because of the injuries. But with Saquon Barkley out, if you're going to tell me a desperate Cowboys team who's 0-4 against the spread and you haven't been since like 1960 or whatever it is, I'm going to just blindly bet the Cowboys at whatever number. So the fact that it's going down, I like it.
Who is the Cowboys defensive coordinator?
He sucks, whoever he is.
Yeah, like it's funny. I asked you this on the pod earlier in the week. We still don't know who he is. I haven't looked it up, but he's horrible.
Yeah, I'm not big on their offensive coordinator. I know we score a ton, but
no, are they? Oh no, they're all dude. I think Dallas's offense is right up there in the top two or three in the league. I just do. Dak's having a great year. Now they're all comeback plays. They're just always coming back because they're down.
Marinelli I liked him when I don't know if he's still the coordinator or not. I have to check, but that's who I used to like. But
what about Miami, San Francisco? I just think that's a gross game to me. I mean, San Francisco's laying the 8. You still got Fitzpatrick starting. San Francisco, the problem that you have with San Francisco is literally, and you had it last week too, they're so banged up that you just don't know what you're going to get. Now, Mullins going into that game.
Was had great stats.
Had more passing yards in his first 9 starts than everyone in the history of the NFL, except for Andrew Luck and Patrick Mahomes. That's a fact. Yep. More passing yards in your first 9 sets. Coming off of 350. Now, he played horrible last week, but I don't know that, again, giving 9 with all the injuries, Miami might be able to move the ball on them. So I have no play on that game. This is more of a light week for me in the NFL as far as plays. You got
not
issues.
Me.
Oh, you okay? Well, talk to me then. Talk to the people. Give them some plays.
I just think there's some good spots in this week.
Teasers.
I love teasers. I love some teasers this week, and I love teasers with both the teams getting double digits. Obviously, going against the Ravens and going against the Chiefs. I'll take the Raiders at 19 if you can tease them up like that. Along with the Bengals, and that should cash. Honestly, I don't know if there's a better bet this year in the NFL. Just from a, the Joes and Jimmys and all the guys on the field don't matter sometimes. And this is one of those rare times where you're like, if you just give me an NFL team at plus 19, I'm going to take it every time.
I would go with, from a teaser perspective, I'm going to take Pittsburgh and drop that down. I just think they're going to beat Philly tomorrow.
You love that one. I do, though, on a teaser. I do like that a lot. I would just tease it with that under because I don't see that there's going to be 50 points dropped in that game. You really think the Steelers are house them then? Because I don't think the Eagles are going to score much. Do you?
I don't think the Eagles are going to score much. I just think my teaser would be I will drop the total down in the Seahawks game from 57 to 51, and I will drop the total down, and I will take over 51, and I will take the Steelers. In fact, I'm just going to tell you guys this. I think that total in that game, it's a Sunday night game. I think it's just going to go monkey in that game. I just do.
I think it's going to be under, big time under. I know. Not even close under. I mean, Dalvin Cook's going to get the ball so many times. Kirk's going to go throw 3-yard passes so many times.
I understand it. You say that until they're just getting boat raced, and he has to do what
he
did.
Well, he won't do it.
Well, they might get boat raced. I'm just saying I don't see Minnesota being able to stop Seattle at all.
I think Seattle's due to have a bad game offensively, and they always have a bad game defensively. So it's a recipe for the Vikings controlling the clock.
It's a recipe for disaster.
Well, if you're the Vikings, you want to control the clock and run the ball.
Absolutely. That's what they're
against a bad defense, if the offense.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If Seattle just makes a few mistakes, that thing will be way under. Now, I could be wrong, but I'm just saying that's how you see an under happening. Skippy loves the over.
I do. I like the over in that game. I just see it as Seattle getting into the 30s, and I just think the Vikings are going to have to play catch up. Because if you can't run the ball early and you start falling behind, and you know Seattle's going to – Seattle's not going to be as worried about anyone on their passing game just yet early on in the game until they start doing – like if they just think they're going to run Cook, I think Seattle's going to stack the box a little bit on Kirk. But we'll see. That's all – I mean – it doesn't seem like there's many games.
There's terrible games. The Rams at Redskins, all the
Rams at Redskins.
You got a quarterback. They've never even – they didn't go back and look at 1 ounce of film or do any research other than, oh, my God, he was great the first couple games, had a few bad games. He'll be great again or better right. than Haskins. Dude, I'm not with that.
You got Kyle Allen. I'm not sure the move they're making. Like, are they –
it's a huge upgrade.
Well, not only that, but is Haskins done? Is that what they're saying? Are you done?
Doesn't matter to me because all I care about is this individual game laying seven. The Rams coming to town laying seven. If you think there's any home field advantage, you're crazy. That's not even COVID related. That's just nobody wants the football team. You know, everybody's pissed that it's not the Redskins, and I get that, but they're just an awful team.
They are, and I mean, again, there's another spot where you could take. I think with Kyle Allen,
who's a worse football team?
Jets are pretty bad too.
Okay.
They just are. Jets are bad too. And no, Jets, by the way, right. That game was in question until late Friday night, but as of this morning, that game is a go.
Yeah.
Arizona got on the team plane late Friday, fully prepared. Jets, no more positive tests as of last night. So they are a full go.
Yeah.
But again, this is where, to me, in this game with Arizona, this is where you find out. Like, if Arizona somehow loses this game, first of all, I have no idea why that Dodo coach, he was just out east. There's no chance I'm going back to Arizona and then coming back. I would have been in Carolina. I would have found a place to practice, and I would have been right up for the New York.
Do you know how many times Murray had to do design throws where all he can do is have 2-3 yard little, like there's no reads. He just has to throw it here, throw it there. Like, and it's bang, bang plays. And it's like,
well,
the best thing about Murray is being able to just be a regular, just like Russell Wilson, just let him play.
Well, and at one point last week, he had 12 completions for like 30 yards.
Right, and it wasn't his fault, but it's not.
How do you only get 2 yards?
Right, but when I looked at the actual, even watching the game, but especially when I watched the film, he had no reads. It was just he had to throw it there. That's the play design. Terrible.
Insanity.
Terrible.
Insanity. We already touched a little bit on what are your thoughts? I mean, the line's dropping. I'm just not sure Atlanta's going to beat Carolina. I know we keep being high on Carolina, but I'm not sure it's going to happen. Uh-oh.
No, I'm not sure.
Romper room.
I'm not sure it's going to happen either. I crossed that one off of my board so quick.
I like what Rule's doing in Carolina. Look, they don't even have McCaffrey. Bridgewater is just a gamer. I can see Carolina going into Atlanta with a little momentum and win. I'm just saying it's a bad game.
Oh, yeah. I mean, well,
we keep saying Atlanta.
Yeah, you can't go with Atlanta. You cannot.
Last week, just so you know, on the Monday night game, you have an 0-3 Atlanta team, just desperate. They're down by 2 touchdowns in the middle of the third. The way Matt Ryan, he's so done too, dude. There's no urgency on Atlanta. I have no idea how Quinn's not the next coach to go. You're down 2 touchdowns. You're 0-3. You're toast if you don't come back. And you're literally walking to the line. They're taking 20 seconds, 25 per play, grasping, terrible offensive line. Ryan can't move to save his life. His arm strength. There was a play. If he just had a little arm strength, they cut it to 1 score. And when he throws a wobbler, that couldn't get done. Cincy, Baltimore, you like Cincy in this spot. It's hard to take Cincy against Baltimore. I mean, you got a rookie quarterback against a motivated. Remember, Baltimore has to keep winning with the Steelers keep and the Chiefs keep winning. I mean, not that home field's a huge deal this year, but you never know. But by then, it might be. You
it's
like
not hard
Cincinnati
for me to take Cincy. Yeah, I mean, like well, okay. I forgot. As long as it's a teaser, yeah.
Yeah, you like
any type of teaser, even if you just want to do the 6-point and get it up to 19, or whatever you want to do. But I think it's a great teaser play.
I'll be honest with you. I mean,
you're struggling.
No, but you just got so many.
Well, when you look at the slate this week, I don't know if there's ever been a week that I can remember. I should look up some stats to back this up. But losing, or maybe it's just in my mind that some of these teams are losers. But the matchups like are just terrible as far as like the spreads don't even reflect it. Like the Rams Redskins, why is that only 7? Eagles Steelers, why is that only 7? Cardinals Jets, why is that only 7? There's a lot of games where I feel like people are going to try to overthink it, and
I will say this,
because like you have to take the Cardinals, you have to take the Steelers.
How about this?
You have to take the Rams.
For the first time ever, you've got a game at 5 p.m. Eastern on a Monday night. I don't even remember that ever happening ever.
But
I will tell you guys this. I don't care who's playing quarterback for New England.
Right.
They're going to hammer the Broncos in that game. They just are. Belichick, we played the same play earlier this year and it worked. Belichick coming off a loss. He was 40-15. Now he's 41-15 ATS. He's 41-15 coming off a loss. I just think this is not going to be a good matchup for Denver. They're not going to be able to run the ball. I mean, if you looked at New England last week against Mahomes and the Chiefs, outside of a couple just bad plays by New England offensively, I mean, they were right in that game with Hoyer and then Stidham through a tear. Edelman should have caught the ball, and what's his name got the honey badger
right
there and touchdown. But other than that, that game was they were in the mix. I don't think
it's a terrible week in the NFL.
It is a terrible week. So anyway,
or maybe just
thoughts?
A Sunday. I mean, like Bills Titans, if they roll it, that's a good game.
Right, that would have been a good game.
Could be a good game. Chargers, I'm taking the points, but I think that could be a good game with Herbert if he can, you know, stick
that's
with Breeze.
Up to 9. There's no way I wouldn't take the Chargers plus 9 in that game.
Yeah. So just I mean,
a lot of
and
points.
Everybody's going to watch the Cowboys no matter who they're playing at 4. So it'll work out fine.
Here's the good news. We'll have some good plays. Like I said, these matchups are brutal to even.
No, they're terrible. I'll just tell you this. I like a lot of unders though.
The good news is, looking ahead just to some of the games next week, way
beautiful.
Bigger games. Green Bay, you got the Rams, San Francisco.
The fatty hotline again, man. We're going to have to wrap this thing.
We're going to wrap it in a minute. You got the Rams. I'm just talking about looking ahead to next week. You got the Rams, Niners, Tampa Bay, Green Bay. You've got Baltimore, Philly. You've got Cincy, Indianapolis, you've got Houston, Tennessee, you got KC, Buffalo is probably the marquee game, but that got moved too. The virus thing through the NFL is mucking up the schedule big time, Anyway, teaser week, good luck. Check all the reports you can check. Check the weather tomorrow. It's going to be rain. Today it's going to be raining.
Check all of it.
All of it, but it's going to be raining today in parts of the East, so check your weather. Bang your bookie. Peace.
Feeling good. Like I should. Winning circle walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed.
Follow Big Fat Winner on Twitter and visit BigFatWinnersLive.com to keep up with the boys.
Never stress. Got that sunshine on my Sunday best.
Please subscribe, rate, and review the show on your favorite podcast app.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. Winning Durka walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed, never stressed. Got that sunshine on my Sunday bed.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.